So we're going to discuss today the halachas of the requirement of two kezesim of achilas matzah leil seder. And really, it was created, it's a big chiddush, this need to have two kezesim, but it really comes from a tosos that appears in brachos, daf lamed tes amud beis. And the Gemara is talking about being botseya, and which bracha, do you say the bracha on the top matzah or the broken matzah? Lechem oni, it says. So tosos writes as follows, number one. Tosos quotes in the Gemara initially, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Bepesach Sheminiach HaPrusa, Besoch HaShlama, thank you. I think this is a leftover from last night, though. That's the only thing, so I can't drink it. I don't want to insult you. I don't want to drink. Exactly. So you take the bracha, Yemeniach HaPrusa, Besoch HaShlama, I don't need one answer, it's fine, thank you, though. You place a prusa inside a shlama, inside the full matzah, Ubotzeh, then you break, you say the bracha, My taima lechem oni ksiv. That's a quotation from the Gemara that since lechem oni, you have a broken piece of matzah that indicates lechem oni. Says Tosos, mishum dechsiv lechem oni meniach haprusa tachas hashlama. You place the broken one below the full one. V'nira kibotzei al prusa, and it appears as if you're breaking the broken matzah. Umikomakom ein levtzoa kiim al hashlama. But when you lemaisa do the breaking of the matzah, you really should only break the top one. Thank you very much. Al prusa. But on the bottom prusa, you varach al achilas matzah. So what Tosus is telling us that there are two brachas, like we know, but each bracha goes on a different matzah. The hamoti lechem min haaretz goes on the top one, and al achilas matzah goes on the bottom broken one. Ukorachem ve'ochem mishten yachad. You break them and eat them together. Kedei sheyehei nir kibotzei al prusa v'chein haminuk. So I'm not getting involved in what it looks like you're breaking, what it looks like you're not breaking. But this, certainly what the Toso says is that there are two different brachas on two pieces of matzah. Again, hamoti lechem is on the top matzah, and then al achilas matzah is on the broken matzah. That's Shitas Tosos.
Where's the bottom?
Right now, we don't even know of three matzahs. All we know is about two matzahs. There's a top, and then there's a bottom broken one. There's 1.5 matzahs here. Two brachas on two matzahs. Aval ein lasos. Hamoti v'gam al achilas matzah min haprusa. But what you should not do, says Tosos, is to say both brachas on one bread, on one matzah, the half matzah. That you can't do. Dehave keose mitzvos chavilos chavilos. It seems like you're bundling mitzvos together. There's a concept you cannot lump together mitzvos. The svar given is it looks like they're a burden. They're trying to kill two birds with one stone. Let's just do one maisa to fulfill two different mitzvos. The classic example is brought in Gemara and Pesachim. A person wants to use one kos and be mechay and get biyotze the benching and havdalah together. That's ain osim mitzvos chavilos. I can't say bori pri agafen to biyotze my benching and my havdalah. That's one act, two different mitzvos. That's ain osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So too, you cannot say two brachas on one matzah. That's ain osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. That's Shitas Tosfos. Now look at Tosa's response to this, and it's going to create the Tosa sugya. Nearly. Dehavi bracha shel shnedin, what do you mean? The first bracha of Hamotzi is a birchas shnedin. Ve'enem nikrin chavilos chavilos. That's not called chavilos chavilos. Deha akiddush mevarchin kiddush u birchas yayin. Every Friday night, we have one kosha bracha, and we say two brachas. Hagafen and mekadosh Yisrael. So why is that permitted? Isn't that ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos? No. Because the first bracha of borei pri agafen is a birchas hanenin. And birchas hanenin is not a problem of ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So let's just understand this for a second. When it comes to the problem of ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos, it can only be true if there are two mitzvahs that are coming together. When one of them is a birchas hanenin, that's not a mitzvah. Birchas hanenin is a matir for me to eat food. So I could have a birchas hanenin with a birchas mitzvah. That's not a bundling together two mitzvahs. They serve two different purposes. That's not two mitzvahs in one shot. So Tosa says, what's the problem of saying hamotzi and al achilas matzah all on one piece of bread? It's not, again, ein osin and mitzvahs chavilas are when there are two birchas mitzvahs coming together. Either two mitzvahs or two birchos hamitzvah coming together. You guys hear that point? So the question becomes, so what was Tosos' initial understanding? There's a first opinion Tosos thinks it is a problem of saying Hamotzi and Al-Achias Matzah on the same Chefs of Shematzah. Why is that a problem? If one's Hanenin and one's a mitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvah, that shouldn't be a problem at all. There's not two different mitzvahs. That's not two different Birchos HaMitzvah. That's the Shalom we want to look into now. We're going to go through a different sugya and we're going to come back to explain the machlokas between the two shitas in Tosfos here.
The simple question, as you were mentioning, I never thought, is you have the half a matzah, it's not a full matzah. So isn't there more that problem? Not as is it too much. It's not the full, because you when you make the mitzvah hamotzi, it's on two full lechem, whatever it is. But the second one's really not a.
Right. So that's a different point about whether you need full or half. That's a different discussion. So look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah now, number two. Again, that's the question in the back of my mind. Why is it, what's the machlokas whether or not this question of two brachos is a concept of enosin, mitzvahs, chavrilas, or is it not? So let's go to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, number two. The Gemara says, Tani Ava braids Rabbi Zera, kol brachos kulon, all brachos, af al pishe yotza, motzi. Even though I was already yote, I could still be motzi somebody else. Chutz mi birchas alechem u birchas yayin. And Rashi says, really, that means all birchas and enins. I mean, if there's a birchas hamitzvah, let's say shofar. Shofar is a classic example, birchas hamitzvah. I was yotzi my tkiya shofar ready, Rosh Hashanah day, and now I want to be motzi people later on. I could say a bracha again later because of arvus. That is only in the world of birchas hamitzvah. But when it comes to birchas hanenin, birchas hanenin, there's no obligation of you or I to ever eat anything. So I cannot be motzi you a bracha birchas hanenin.
Is that true?
No. Let's go. Let's read through the Gemara. You'll see if the question still remains. She'im lo yotze. If I was not yotze already, says Rashi, says the Gemara, then I can be motzi you. But v'im yotze, if I already was yotze, the bracha ain't no motzi. So what's going on here exactly? So, I bring the Rashi. You look at Rashi. See Rashi number four. Chutz mi birchas alechem v'hayayin v'shar brachos birchas peros v'reichani. All other birchas and enins. I cannot be motzi you. Sheino chova. It's not an obligation for me to eat. Ella she'asir lanos min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. I can't get hanah from this world before saying a bracha. But that's not a chiv. I don't have to eat if I don't want to. Ubezu, with regards to this, Ein kan arvis, there's no karvis together. Sheinu chova al ha'adam, there's no obligation to have birchas enenin. Lo lishani v'lo livarich. Fine. So then the Gemara asks, the end of number two. Sorry, I'm going back and forth here. By Rava. Rava asks, what about birchas alechem shel matzah u'birchas hayayin shel kiddush hayom? So that's something unique now. When I say a motzi for my Shabbos Suda, and when I say a gofen for my kiddush, that's a birchas enenin. But also in the context of a mitzvah. I'm eating to fulfill a mitzvah. I'm drinking to fulfill a mitzvah. So maybe something is different here. So the Gemara goes on to explain the lum this here. Kevin de Chovahu, since I have an obligation of kiddush, I have an obligation of eating three meals, mafik, maybe I can be motzi. O dilma bracha lav chovahi. The bracha is a chiv, the eating is a chiv, the drinking is a chiv, but there's no chiv in the bracha, so maybe I can't. So look what Rashi, so the Gemara ends up answering. We'll read the answer, then we'll read what Rashi says. Toshma, Dama Revashi, ki avinim bei Rapapi, when I was in the house of Rapapi, have a mekadesh lan, he would mekadesh for us. V'chi hava asa arise, when his sharecroppers or whatever, his guests or his workers would come in, midavra from the fields, have a mekadesh lo, he would say another kiddush for them. So we see that you're allowed to repeat kiddush, even though it's a birchas hanenin. So this is an example. What's the lum this year? So look at Rashi number 5. We'll just read the line that Dibra Maskel, Kevin Dechovahi. How am I able to be motzi somebody else? We said before, I cannot be motzi a birchas hanenin. How come when it comes to kiddush and a motzi, I'm allowed to? Says Rashi, Kevin Dechovahi, Achilas matzah chovolav. Coming this week, Leil Seder, we're going to have a mitzvah derais of eating matzah. V'chein kiddush hayom chovolav. Every Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of kiddush. V'e'ef shar shalom b'hanah. Now, I can't drink and I can't eat without the bracha of hanah first. It's asur to me. V'hanah, e'ef shar below bracha. And I can't get hanah until I say bracha. Nimtzeis ha-mitzvah, tuluya be'birchas hanah u'mapik. The problem is, in order for me to enter into this world of eating matzah and eating and drinking kiddush, I need to say a birchas hanenin first to make it available for me, to make the mitzvah available. But what Rashi says is, even in the end of the day, the nature of the bracha of a gafen and a motzi is still, what type of bracha is it?
Nenin.
Still birchas and nenin.
Why?
It's a birchas and nenin still.
Why?
Because I need heter to drink, to eat the food. So that's what he says, it's still a birchas and na, but I cannot eat the mitzvah of matzah until I say a birchas and na first. But still, Birchas Nenen. We're going to see how that's going to play out in just a second. In contrast to Shitas Ritva, look at Ritva number 6, just where I write the bold. You see Nases, guys, which says, Nases kol achas mem, ki birkas ha-mitzvah, shehi ima shi chova. The brach of Hagafen and the brach of Amosi transforms into a birchas ha-mitzvah. Fascinating, right? V'naka, I'm reading the continuation of the bold. V'naka birchas alacham shemata, dumya de birchas yayin shel kiddush. They're both the same. Sheshnei brachos al davar echad. Ulahachi amina de negreres birchas anenin acher birchas chova lios kamoha. The birchas anenin transforms into a birchas hamitzvah. So now this is the point. Machlokas between Rashi and Ritva. When I say a birchas anenin, in the context of kiddush, in the context of matzah, that birchas nenin, according to the Ritva, transforms into a birchas mitzvah now. That even though it's on the list of birchas nenin, hamotzi is normally a nenin, and a guffin is normally a nenin, the Ritva says in the context of a mitzvah, becomes a birchas mitzvah. While Rashi says it still remains a birchas nenin. It's still, but how can I be motzi you? Because to get to the mitzvah, I need to first say birchas nenin, that's the heter, that allows me in. But the nature of it, it still remains a birchas anenim. That's the machlokas. You guys with me in that machlokas? So we're going to go through some nafkaminas. And then we're going to see how this... What? Right.
So how in that framework, when you're saying kiddush, it's for you, yes, but how do you locate everyone else?
Because once I'm being motzi you in the mitzvah, I'm through that, I'm also able to tag along the birchas anenim as well. So let's go through some nafkaminas right now.
And
right, exactly.
And the other second.
So look at the Rashi and the Erev now. Number 7 now. Now when, I'll raise the question out loud, then we'll go see the inside, the Nafkamina. When I say Hakiddush, and I say Borei Pri HaGafen, do I need to drink the Koshel Bracha? I need to drink that. Now if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah,
then no.
I don't have to. I just need the Koshel Bracha. It adds Bracha, it adds special Kedusha to this, but the guffin that I'm saying is not a birchas anenin, it's a birchas mitzvah. The mitzvah of kiddush is saying a kiddush over a coast, but not the drinking. But if I think that the bracha still remains a birchas anenin, then I would have to drink that guffin, otherwise it would be a bracha levatala. So look what Rashi writes in Erevin, number 7 here. Now, Rashi ends up being, he's contradicting himself, so I don't want to get involved with Shitas Rashi, his consistency or not. But what Rashi writes in number 7 is as follows. He's talking about if there's a bris milah on Yom Kippur, and we know you say a bracha of a guffin at the bris milah, and normally the one who's mevarich drinks it, but who's going to drink on Yom Kippur? Says Rashi, liyasre liyinuka, give it to a child, lishtosa, to have him drink it, la'acha sheyivarich alav, after you say the bracha, dehai sheyitom dekamar, Lav dafka kamar ha-mevarech. When there's a din of tasting kosher bracha, it doesn't mean that the mevarech has to. Du'a din kishase achrin, anybody could taste it. Somebody has to taste it. Not lav dafka the mevarech. Why does somebody have to taste the kosher bracha? Key line. The time of mishum de genai hu la kosher bracha, it's disgraceful for a kosher bracha shelo yehene adam mimenel alter, that nobody benefits from it right away. So it implies it's only because it's a genai law, only because it's a genai is it a problem that a person shouldn't drink it. But there is no obligation for somebody to drink the kosher bracha. There is no chiyah for somebody to drink this. So what does that imply about Shitas Rashi? Has Rashi assume here what's the nature of the birchas borei pri HaGafen in the context of the mitzvah? No. The birchas a mitzvah. He doesn't require somebody to drink it because it's a birchas a mitzvah. The only reason why you drink it is because it's a genai for nobody to drink it. To have the kosher bracha just stay here undrunk, if that's a right word, then it would be very disgraceful for the kosher bracha. So someone should taste it. Just a little taste. But there's no chiv to actually drink the kosher bracha. That's Shitas Rashi. Now, the Ron's going to argue, but Shitas Chinuch is interesting though. The Sefer Chinuch is discussing the idea of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. And we know the Sefer Chinuch always writes the reasoning behind all the mitzvos. He writes, what's the reason of Kiddush? Says the Sefer Chinuch number 8, I'm reading the bold, the fisha teva ha'adam, man's nature, misorer, he gets excited. He gets re-energized, boharbe, a lot, shehu soed umesamech, when he gets satisfied and when he gets happy. This is how he explains the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now this could only be understood if you're actually drinking the Kiddush. So it's clearly, Sefer Chinuch thinks, part and parcel of the mitzvah is to drink the Kiddush. So he seems to argue on Rashi. And the Tshuva Saran, even more explicit, he writes, I bolded a lot of important lines, but I didn't bold the key line of the Ran. If you go to the bottom of the Ran, six lines up where it says, Aval Kishalo. The first word in the line is Shel Bracha, Aval Kishalo. The Ran writes, Aval Kishalo Shasa Adam Mimenu Klal. When a person doesn't drink from a kosher bracha at all, Hadavar Barer, it's clear, Sheino Genai Bilvad, not only is it disgraceful, Ela Isser Gamor. It's an Isser Gamor, and he goes on to say it's a bracha shenitzricha. For you to say whether it's in a bris milah, or whether it's kiddush you say, or whether hamotzi for matzah, if you say borei pri agafen in the context of a mitzvah, and you don't go ahead and drink it, that is an Isser of a bracha levatala. Why? What shitas ran? What does he assume the nature of the bracha of agafen is? It's a bir chasanenin. If I say a bir chasanenin and I don't get hana, that's an Isser of a bracha levatala or bracha shenitzricha. Tasting. Because when it comes to bir chasanenin, all you have to do is taste it. Now, in terms of being yotze a mitzvah chiv, that's when you have to have rov kos, like for dal kosos. There's no mitzvah when it comes to bris milah, where kiddush might be different, but at least for bris milah, there's no mitzvah to drink the wine.
Like kiddush of dal, like you don't drink, you just sip.
Exactly. All those things, right. For Havdalah, let's say, sipping is really enough because the mitzvah is not the drinking. The mitzvah is to do b'mavdil. Once we're being mavdil, we want to do it in a kosher bracha. So just to be satisfying the kosher bracha, mikar din, all you need to do is taste it. Others will be makbid, that once you're saying hagafen, you have to, it maybe becomes, you require a rov kos. But without getting into that pashas, all you need to do is taste it a little bit. For Shitas Ran.
We just taste
Havdalah? Yeah, I'm not getting involved in that. That's a whole other discussion. But at least for this lum, this right now, just to satisfy the Bir Chasanenin approach, tasting would be enough to satisfy that.
The question I have is why, when you say Kiddush or this, are you saying or you're using wine? Whatever the case, I always thought of it as a fullness, as a completeness, as that this is part of the ceremony that you drink. Wine, you say a bracha on it, so you do thank the one who's come for what you're drinking, but it's part of the whole, as a whole mitzvah, as a of the whole.
Right, so that's the discussion we're discussing today, whether or not it really, how much it becomes part of it, and whether a person has to drink after he says hagafen.
Grape juice as a separate entity, as an end, but here it's part of the whole. Taking it away, it's like saying, well, I didn't really need the grape juice, because you say it's a separate entity then. But I've never treated or thought of it as a separate entity.
Okay.
So I'm confused why it's an entity, but in this case, it's not.
Okay, again, the question we're dealing with is, you say a bracha in the context of a mitzvah, does that bracha turn into a bir chasanenin, or does it turn into does it remain a bir chasanenin, and you would have to drink from the wine, or does it transform into a bir chasamitzvah, in which case you don't have to drink the wine mikardin, but because it's a g'nai, Rashi says it's a good advice to drink it anyways. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah number 10. Mishnah Berurah writes, the bottom of the page number 2, Kasav HaMogen Avram, im neskaven lotzeis bebirchas Havdalah. If I have kavana, I'm hearing someone else's Havdalah, af al pishalo niskaven lebirchas bori priagafen, I have in mind for Eish and Besamim and Hamavdil, but I don't have in mind for Agafen for whatever reason. Mikom makom, yotzi de Havdalah, the birchas Hamavdil hu haiker, because the Havdalah, as we just said before, is really the Iker, the Agafen is not. Elo de aser litom mehayayin elam ken yivarech bori priagafen. But I have to have kavana for that. I can't taste the wine unless I say a new bracha. If I had kavana for the hagafen as well, so then I'm able to drink the wine as well. But if I did not have kavana, I would be required to say a new borei pri hagafen. But we see from here, though, that the yayin, the hagafen, does not become part of the rest of Havdalah. Does not transform into a bir chasamitzvah, even though it's in the context of bir chasamitzvah. I mean, if you assume that Hagafen becomes a Birchas HaMitzvah, then you would require Kavanah for all different brachas of Havdalah. That becomes, as Rabbi was saying, that becomes all one package deal. But if you assume that the Hagafen just is there for the Nenin, then I don't need to listen to the Berachas Nenin. That has nothing to do with me. That has to do with the guys, the Mavdil, the guy saying Havdalah. So clearly the Mishavru and Magen Avraham assume that it retained the nature of being a Berachas Nenin, and that's why I don't have to listen to it, and I'm still Yotze without that. But if I do want to drink, I Eina Hanami would have to take, say, a new bracha.
So he made the four brachos of Havdalah, but he wasn't Mechavin.
I was not mechavin. I'm the one being yotze. I think it's referring to the I was not mechavin to the hagafen. That's not going to affect my kim mitzvah havdalah. Okay.
He was not the person. We've been talking about the person listening or the person.
I think the person listening. I think that's what it's referring to. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But here in havdalah, he would have to drink.
Correct. Number 13 now, the Beis Yosef. We're going to bring this back. This all does connect to Shitas Tosos, by the way. Number 13, the Beis Yosef quotes a Machlokes Rishonim. He writes, Miu Kasva Mordechai Beperek Arvei Pesachim, the Kiddush Shacharis, Eino Yochol Lahotzi Acherim Imhu Misana, Kevin She'enu Mevarech El Birchas Nenin Levad. Let's say I'm fasting on Shabbos for whatever reason. I'm fasting. Someone had a bad dream. So the din is you fast on Shabbos, not Lamaisa necessarily, but it's brought down in the Gemara, you fast on Shabbos. So that person is not allowed to say a bracha for anybody else, because all he's doing is saying a Birchas Nedin. And if he himself is not getting any hana, then I can't be motzi you. So we see clearly that the Mordechai assumes that the bracha of Hagafen remained a Birchas Nedin, even though it's in the context of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Ava Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, interesting, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, one of the Rishonim. If anyone ever look in the actual Sefer Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it's very hard to read because the font that's used is the old Hebrew. If you ever look in the beginning of any Sefer, it shows you like the original manuscripts of how they wrote it. Rabbeinu Yeruchim till this day is still in that old manuscript. Someone once told me because many people have tried to transfer his text to more modern day text, and anybody who tried to was very unsuccessful for a variety of reasons. So whether it's been ordained from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Rabbeinu Yeruchim Sefer stays that way, so it's very hard to read, but thank God to Beis Yosef, he brings Rabbeinu Yeruchim all the time, otherwise it's impossible to read Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside itself.
Where are we on the source?
Oh, number 13. Two lines down. So again, the Mordechai says a guy who's fasting is not able to be mowed to someone else in Kiddush, because all Kiddush is Birchas Nenin. So if I'm not getting Hana, I can't say Bracha, that's a Bracha Levatal if I don't drink anything. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kasev Bechelik Adam, I think he split his Adam V'Chava is how he split his different sections up. Shaf Al Pishe Einu Mevarich Ela Birchas Nenin. Even though I'm fasting, is a Birchas Nenin. Kevin the Mishum De Mitzvah LaKadeshu Mevarich. Since the only reason why I'm saying the bracha is for the mitzvah purpose of Kiddush, I can be Motzi Achem as well, because according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim L'Chora, that Birchas Nenin Havagafen turned into a Birchas Mitzvah. And even though I'm not tasting, it's okay. I'm saying a Birchas HaMitzvah now. And the very words I'm saying itself is the mitzvah and not the drinking. So this is another nafkamina. If a person is fasting, can he say Kiddush of Hagafen? Good? Fine. So Tzfas Emes says, there's very nice machlokas between Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rush, rather than the Mordechai. The Mordechai says it remained a Birchas HaNenin, and that's why a person fasting can't drink and can't say the bracha. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it transforms into a Birchas HaMitzvah. Therefore, a person fasting may say the bracha. He doesn't have to drink afterwards because now it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Tzfas Emes points out that the Beis Yosef himself in the Shulchan Aruch is Soser himself. He contradicts himself. In one place he paskins like the Mordechai, and the other place he paskins like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So says the Tzfas Emes is as follows. He says, he paskins like the Mordechai when it comes to eating, that if I'm fasting, I cannot say a moti for somebody else. But when it comes to Kiddush, I can be moti somebody else even though I'm fasting. What's the difference? Exactly. He says, that's the point. Comes to Kiddush, the brach itself, that is the mitzvah, the dibur. Kiddush is b'dibur. When I say, even though, when it comes to Shabbos morning, I don't have to say anything other than Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkinu Melchom, Borei Pri Hagafen. We say Al-Kain, some say Vishamru, some say Zachor. That's all nice to make it very nice. But the mitzvah is the words themselves. The words themselves is the mitzvah. So since the bracha is a mitzvah, that transforms into a birchas mitzvah, and that's why even though I'm fasting, I could say it. But it comes to eating the suda. What's the ikar mitzvah of the suda? The bread? The eating. The bracha, it just allows me to eat. But the bread itself is the mitzvah, eating it. So the bracha of hamotzi remains a birchas hanenin according to the Shulchan Aruch. So even though we said before, we had a more speaking generally, that if there's a birchas hanenin in the context of a mitzvah, does it transform or does it not transform? That was a machlokas. Rashi Ritva says it's fas emes according to the Shulchan Aruch, there are two dinim. Depends. Not every mitzvah does it transform. If the mitzvah itself is the bracha, then it transforms. If the mitzvah itself is not the bracha, but whatever action is afterwards, the eating, then it remains a birchas hanenin. Fine. Now after this, hold here.
Hagafen without anything else, even though you never say Asher Gitchanu or any other bracha, just Hagafen is a birchas mitzvah?
Yep. According, all you have to say is for Shabbos morning, Kiddush, all you need to do is Borei Pri Hagafen, and that's it. And that's the only thing you need to do for Kiddush. We happen to want to do this on a kosher bracha, but the kosher bracha, the drinking, is very secondary. There's no inyan of drinking the kosher bracha, midiraisa. The whole inyan is to say the words of Kiddush. And the words of Kiddush, according to the Chachamim, at least on Shabbos morning, is simply the bracha of Hagafen. Fascinating. On Chamer Medina, you said? I don't think that's the reason why.
Exactly.
It could be for anything, even for Leil Seder, which is about Yain, anytime. Chamer Medina just serves as a substitute. Not because the drinking is any less, it just serves as a substitute if you need it. So I just want to get to the end here, because we only have 10 minutes left here. Let's bring this back to Shitas Tosos now. Tosos was arguing, the first Shita says you cannot say both brachas of Hamotzi and Al Achilas Matzah on the same Matzah. That's Ein Osim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. Says Tosos back, what do you mean? That's Hanenin. The Birchas Hamotzi is a Birchas Hanenin. That's not a stira. I can have a Birchas Hanenin and then later Birchas Mitzvah. The Machlokas, I think, is they're arguing about whether Hamotzi, in the context of a mitzvah, does it transform into a birchas mitzvah, or does it remain a birchas hanenim? Shitas Tosos in the beginning was saying that a motzi becomes a birchas hamitzvah now. Now I have two mitzvos. I'm saying hamotzi and al achilas matzah, two mitzvos on one chefza of matzah. That's a problem of ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos, because Tosos in the beginning assumes, like the Ritva, that a birchas hanenim in the context of a mitzvah, becomes an actual birchas mitzvah. But Tosos then responds, the other sheet that says, no, it still remains a birchas hanenin. Hamotzi lecha minaret, even though you're about to eat matzah of mitzvah, it's still a birchas hanenin. And since it's a birchas hanenin, it's not a problem of ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. That's the machlokas, I think, and the two sheetas of Tosos. There's again, the birchas hanenin transformed to be a birchas mitzvah or not. You hear that? Machlokas? Fine. Now there's one more thing we have to understand here in Shitas Tosos, and that's as follows. So if you assume that a birchas nenin becomes a birchas mitzvah in this context, and that's why you can't have them both together in one matzah, so then why, everybody agrees, when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, I do. I have two brachas on one kosher bracha. I say Hagafen, and that's the Mekadosh Yisrael, on one bracha. They're both birchas mitzvahs. Because now we just said, if Shitas Tosos in the beginning assumes that the Birchas HaNenim turns into a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's why I can't have them together in the Matzah, so then why can't I have them both together in the Kiddush? What's the difference? So that gets involved in this source number 16. I know we only have a few minutes left. I'll say this outside.
We're always saying the difference between the Matzah right now, that Friday night, there's two brachas. There's two brachas on one kos, right? The Kaddish Shabbos and Rippei Geffen.
And they're both birchas hamitzvahs now.
Both birchas hamitzvahs. So how could it be that it's not on
matzah?
Matzah?
Why by matzah does he require two separate matzahs? Right. So the Klal tells us, the Gemara Pesachim tells us, that I am allowed to combine two mitzvahs together on one bracha when it's the same mitzvah. The last line of number 16, the bold. Havdalah v'kiddush, we're going to say this year, Matzah Shabbos, we're ending Shabbos, and we're going right into Yontif. On the same kosher bracha, we're saying Havdalah and Kiddush. Two different mitzvahs. Says the Gemara itself, Chada Milsi, that's one inyan, as opposed to Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, is two different inyanim. So Kiddush and Mazon are two different things. You cannot combine together on one bracha, on one mitzvah, on one cheps, I should say. Havdalah and Kiddush, even though one begins the Yontif, one ends the Yontif, they're still in the same parsha of being Mavzil, being Kodesh Lechol, being Kodesh Lekodesh, then the same parsha, I can combine them together. So when the mitzvahs are similar, even though they're two different mitzvahs, but if they're similar in the same world, you can combine them on the same chefsa, same kosher bracha. So now brings back, so we understand why Friday nights, I could say the Gafen and Mekadesh Yisrael, because it's all about Kiddush. They're all creating Kedusha and Shabbos, it's all connected. The question becomes though, matzah, I have a mitzvah of why they, what's the two different mitzvahs that I can't combine them together? We already established, according to Tosfos, that the motzi turned into birchas mitzvah. So now I have two different birchos mitzvahs. Hamotzi lecha min haaretz and alachilas matzah are two different mitzvahs. But they're very connected, aren't they? It should be just like Kiddush. So then I just want to get this point. So this machlokes, which we don't have time to go into right now, we have two mitzvahs Friday, Pesach night as well. There's lechem oni and there's lechem mishnah. Every single yontif, including Pesach, there's a mitzvah lechem mishnah. That means two loaves of bread, two loaves of matzah, if you will. There's an additional mitzvah, Pesach is lechem oni, to have broken bread.
It's the third matzah.
So, well, that gets involved in this larger discussion. So according to Rambam and the Rush, lechem oni is simply there to qualify lechem mishnah. Meaning all you need is two matzahs, according to the Rambam. You have lechem mishnah, and lechem oni tells me that the second one could be a half matzah. That's all the same mitzvah according to the Shita's Rambam. All you need is two matzahs. But according to the Rush, he says, not true. They're two different mitzvahs. You need two full loaves, two full matzahs, and then you need a separate half a matzah as lechem oni. That's why you get three matzahs according to Shita's Rush. That's two different mitzvahs. Lechem mishnah, lechem oni. In light of that, we understand why the Tosfos thinks you cannot combine both brachas on the same chefs of shel matzah because of two different mitzvahs. One's addressing lechem mishnah, one's addressing lechem oni. That's the whole discussion. That's the understanding of Shita's Tosfos.
What does, let's say, the Vilna Gaon holds two matzahs? What does he do with lechem mishnah? What kind of thing?
So they said that's what the Rambam says. Lechem oni is migareya the lechem mishnah. I have two loaves of bread, that's where I start. Pesach says you need lechem mishnah, but the lechem mishnah can be different than the rest of the year. It's a lechem oni type of lechem mishnah. It's one and a half mitzvahs, matzahs, are going to qualify for lechem mishnah. There's all one connected mitzvah. But according to Tosfos and according to the Rush, no, it's two different concepts. Two full matzahs for lechem mishnah, half a matzah for lechem oni. You can't combine both brachas on the same chefs shel mitzvah. And that, by the way, is the whole source of where you get two kezesim from. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you have to have two kezesim. The one who's being mevarich, the Baal Bayis, says two brachas, hamotzi, and he says al achilas matzah. Since I'm the one saying the bracha, I need to have a kezais for each of those mitzvahs, each of those matzahs. Kezais for each. Now, again, we don't have time for it. It's a whole longer discussion. Not everyone says what I'm saying. Like the Magid of Rambam says, the reason why I need two kezesim is because I don't know which matzah is for the alchias matzah. Is it the top one or is it the bottom one? I'm not sure. So since it's a suffix, have a kezais from both. But according to what I'm suggesting, and Chita Sertaz seems to indicate this as well, there are two mitzvahs taking place here. There's a mitzvah of lechem mishnah, and there's a mitzvah of lechem oni. So each mitzvah requires its own kezias. That's why you need two kezias. So only the one who's saying the bracha, well, according to Maipshat, everyone might have to have. You're right. But according to the others, it's unclear that only the mevarch has to. So that's part of the discussion. Okay.
Yeah.
You have one kezias of the top one, and one kezias of the half one. And that's why the Baal Bayis has to have two kezias. Everybody else doesn't have to, according to the halacha. Okay, shkoyach.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.